Selection Day again. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News. Georgia set to settle the last U.S. Senate race tomorrow with a runoff that's drawn a lot of voters already.
When early voting ended Friday, more than 1.8 million people had already voted. Ahead of Tuesday, the Republican Senate candidate Herschel Walker and Democratic incumbent Raphael Warnock held events across the state. Monday morning, Warnock said after meeting with Teamsters members that this will come down to turnout.
We need people to show up tomorrow. Some of our voters only vote on Election Day. People have different voting patterns. So we're not about to be lulled into sleep.
Warnock beat Walker by just under a point in November, though neither broke through 50%. This time, though, they face each other alone, without Democrat Stacey Abrams or Republican Brian Kemp on the ballot in the governor's race to drag or lift tickets either way.
Fox's Jessica Rosenthal, a Colorado web designer, has her day before the U.S. Supreme Court. Lori Smith doesn't want to design wedding sites for same-sex couples. Attorney Christian Wagoner arguing that a state civil rights law violates Smith's religious freedom.
If the government may not force motorists to display a motto, school children to say a pledge, or parades to include banners, Colorado may not force Ms. Smith to create and speak messages on pain of investigation, fine, and re-education.
Justice Sonia Sotomayor raising concern, though, about enabling other businesses to serve only certain customers.
But how about people who don't believe in interracial marriage? Or about people who don't believe that disabled people should get married? Where's the line?
Colorado says its anti-discrimination law requires equal service to all customers without mandating specifics. The White House says President Biden agrees with the defense chief all Americans should be vaccinated for COVID. This is the House Republican leader presses for lifting a mandate on the troops as part of a defense bill. America is listening to Fox News.
Looking for an epic experience to enjoy with friends and family? Visit the Ark Encounter in Kentucky for the biggest thrill of a lifetime. Be transported back to the time of Noah, where you'll explore three decks of world-class exhibits and even get the chance to see our virtual reality experience, Truth Traveler. It's fun for the whole family, and now kids 10 and under explore for free. Go on a voyage of biblical proportions and revel in an adventure like no other. Visit arkencounter.com to plan your trip today.
Some COVID relief funds aimed at helping hospitals may have ended up in places that didn't need it.
The U.S. government reportedly gave billions in COVID relief aid to wealthy hospitals while others struggled during the pandemic. According to a Wall Street Journal report, the U.S. chose to distribute funds by using average revenue and didn't rely on COVID caseloads. The Biden administration says about 90% was handed out under the Trump administration. It's not the first time COVID relief funds have been misallocated. A September report shows American Rescue Plan funds pushed by the Biden administration to help states fight COVID have instead gone to construction and other projects. At the White House, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
Thousands remain without power or heat in North Carolina after someone attacked two substations by shooting at them. Utility officials say it could take several days to restore all power. Federal, state, and local officials investigating what's being described as a serious attack on critical infrastructure. One of the most important figures in tennis history has died. Nick Ballesteri was 91.
He called himself the Michelangelo of tennis. Never played professionally, but coached a multitude of champions, no fewer than 10 players who became ranked number one in the world. A paratrooper in the U.S. Army, Ballesteri dropped out of law school at Miami to teach tennis for $1.50 an hour. He would revolutionize how young athletes could train to become professionals when he opened the Ballesteri Tennis Academy in 1978 in Bradenton, Florida, where he worked with the likes of Chris Evert to Venus and Serena Williams to Andre Agassi. Ballesteri's Tennis Academy was sold to IMG in 1987, where now young athletes train in more than half a dozen other sports as well. Jared Max, Fox News.
Stocks are sliding to start the week. The Dow is now down 409 points. The S&P and the NASDAQ down more than 1%. Oil prices slipping back under $80 a barrel. I'm Lisa Brady. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.